too much to do. Listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to DMTF 83. My name is Patrick, and today we have Jan in Berlin.
Hey.
And Joel in Ottawa.
Morgan.
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 And this is Chaos Sunday. Hertha played yesterday, and amazingly, they won 3-0 against Hannover. I didn't watch the game. So that puts me in a great position for analysis.
That's the trick. You're not allowed to watch any more games.
That might be it. That might be it, actually.
You can ask your pundits questions.
Yes, I can, and I will. So, pundit number one, Jan, what did you... Well, first, did you watch the game?
Yes, I watched parts, and then...
No, of course not.
At halftime...
No, he teleported to Hannover.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot that it was in Hannover for a second.
At halftime, I stopped watching because my daughter had to play something on the iPad. And then I took a look at my phone and said, okay, I need the iPad back. And then
Yep.
I think I only saw the third goal, but I got the gist.
I saw the highlights.
I think very nice of Marto to finally show up for a game.
Yes. Yes, he should try that more often. And I mean, from what I get from the numbers and stats and all that, I think we were kind of lucky to keep it at 0-0 halftime. And then we only had a few chances and took advantage.
I didn't feel very good after the first half in a sense. After the first half, it actually, to me, it felt like, oh, great. This is just another fucking game where we don't score any goals and it's going to be 0-0 until they light up the net. Like, we're fucked. Yes. I was kind of like, we're fucked. They had a couple good chances too in the first half where I was like, oh, like, damn, we kind of saved a goal here. And
they hit the post, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
And there was a player save, right? Too.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Like a player header, on the goal line, right beside the keeper. Yeah. You know, like shit like that. I was like, holy fuck! Like, okay, well, like, are we? Didn't feel very good for sure. But that second half, I know
Vargas was in first place, and I was I fully expected a loss, and I was like, you know, please show up for the match at least, you know, put up a dignified performance. And all right.
Fun fact.
Yes.
There was something wrong with the train.
Okay.
So they went in little vans.
Okay.
That's what Tony said. They had to take little vans.
The entire team itself.
Yeah. The train didn't run.
Okay. No.
So they had to, I think they just took all the, you know, they have these little vans they use for everybody to use at the facility. And then maybe they just threw everybody in there and drove them.
But in those cases, I would have thought that they could have used maybe like the team bus.
Yeah.
But the bus is already in Hannover waiting for them.
The
bus always goes ahead.
I don't think I knew that.
The bus leaves on Friday and it's there on Saturday then to pick them up from where they have to go. In the away city.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that. Okay.
See?
Wow.
Jesus.
Always learn.
Yeah, that's cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting indeed. Okay. I mean, yeah, I'm looking at a few numbers. They took something like 25 shots, 21 to 9 total shots. Shots on target, 3-3. Mm-hmm. 3. Uh-huh. Big chances missed, 3 Hannover and 0 Hertha. So, yeah, the few chances we got,
we
boom
capitalized.
Yes
Very uncommon.
And the one big chance they talked about after the match was not that big, where the ball came from the left wing over to the right wing and the guy just hit it like a bounce ball,
half volley,
but it wasn't that fast, and Ants just somehow moved it around the net. That was the biggest chance they had.
Okay.
I think I saw that. Hertha gave them enough turnovers too many bigger chances.
I gotta say though, I mean, we are jumping, you know, all over the timeline of the match, but I really like the visually. I think the third goal was absolutely gorgeous. Like, you know, a nice cross, and Schüller didn't even break stride. Poof!
Yeah,
right in the net. That was nice.
Yeah, the header was nice too.
That's 88% cuisance.
Yes. Yes, the goal. And I don't the third goal, Schüller. I don't know how he got that wide open. Like, he had no one around him all the way to the net too. We see him like raise his arm like I'm wide open. You know,
hey,
yeah,
the ball.
Yeah, he was not taking a stroll.
Over, there
was
nobody up by then.
Yeah, that's possible.
Or maybe they were too far up the pitch to.
Yeah, playing aggressive, right? I guess, you know.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Trying to come back. Because, yeah, even, yo, though, okay, so I was watching the match.
Yo, motherfucker.
Yeah, since Patrick never got to pundit number two here.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether I watched the...
Yeah, and did you?
So, yeah, I was able to watch for the most part. My issue is that, like, I was kind of, so I was attending my own baby shower and watching the game. So the baby shower started at 2 and the game started at 2:30. So I had to bust out my phone. And so I was just watching it on my phone while I was talking to everyone. And so it was kind of rude, I guess. But this turned out to not be the match to miss, you know?
You were saying? No, yeah.
So I did have to look away here and there, but
good decision.
That's what I mean. It's that in the end, I had to. So glad I was watching.
Like, the baller move would have been, you know, to put up like a screen somewhere and, you know, put the game on the screen.
Yeah, I was hoping. My mom used to have like a Roku hooked up at her TV at home. That's where the baby shower was. Was at my mom's place, and I was hoping that was still on there, and maybe I could have gotten DAZN on there because I do have DAZN. That's how I see the game. So yeah, that's so I couldn't get it on the big screen. That's why I just ended up having to watch it on my phone. But and again, like, having to look up and down and talk to people too. What happened in the second half that allowed for 7 minutes of extra time? Because it hit 90, I was like, seven? I'm like, the fuck? Like, is that, like, that seems a little, like, what? Because we're down, because we're up fucking two? They need 7 minutes here? Like, that's how it felt, you know? Like,
but were there any, like, injuries or stuff like that? Or
nothing big. And the German TV guy was like, seven? Okay.
Okay. I mean, I felt a little like, what? Like, but then, hey, and then the third goal, like, two, like, I mean, I, like, I, when was the last time on a Hertha score line there was a 92 minute goal and it was us?
That's a good point.
When is the last time we've scored after the 90th minute? Like, I don't fucking know. You know, so I mean,
sometime last season, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
I think I'm
Ivicevic.
That Elversberg game there where we scored five or something.
That name.
Okay. But maybe I'm misremembering, but like in my mind, I have a game when we were leading 2-1 very late, and like the third goal came in extra time. And that have been somewhere last season, but
okay,
I might be off. I might be off. You know, don't quote me on this.
Sounds more like a fantasy than a
word of reality. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Or maybe something from years ago, like, you know, literally Ibisevic. You know, that could be the case. You know, but
I was kind of relaxing when all the Hanover chances. When, like,
stratosphere,
10 feet wide on the
nice ball. Nice, yeah. Nice.
And you still had the two chances they messed up when Eichhorn had the ball against the goalie at midfield, and he almost played the ball. If the keeper hadn't caught, he would have been all by himself on his way to goal with nobody.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that in the highlights. Shit, okay.
And then you had the highlight where Zessa has the ball, and they're going 2-on-1. And he manages to pass the ball exactly to the feet of the defender.
I remember that. It's like a Jason Spezza move back in
yes.
back in the day.
Nice.
Hockey?
Yeah, hockey player for Ottawa. He's famous for ghost passing. Like, he would no-look pass sometimes, led to incredible, beautiful goals, because, wow, like, he does this incredible no-look pass. A lot of the time, just passes it straight to the other team.
I got the reference. Nice.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
But I mean, so like seeing a 92 minute goal on the board at all, I hope maybe even that is like a, I don't know, TSN turning point. I mean, three yes. goals in a game, even like, so that, like, that's pretty crazy in itself. Like, cause that's what we've really been missing at the end of the day, because like, we haven't actually been allowing a lot of goals. Like, that would be the one highlight in a sense of the beginning of the season. Like, our allowed goals is low, and so okay, that's, so that's not what's wrong. And what's been wrong is our fucking scoring, zero goals every fucking game. Like, so
absolutely,
I mean, if it's, as long as it's not a one-hit wonder, you know, maybe it's turning the taps on. Like,
Jan, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the formation was different yesterday.
4-2-3-1. Yes.
Yeah, okay. He played back 4-4-2-2.
Started with four. That's right. I remember reading
because that. Gechter was out.
Okay.
You had missing Kolbe.
Yes.
And after the test match, you know, so really sure if you should play Rogel or not, because he's kind of slow to react.
Okay. Yeah,
and
it's like you when your internet's lagging.
Oh, and the second best thing is that Reza had to move to the wing again.
Oh yeah.
Okay. The 4-2-3-1.
Ah yeah, okay.
And then you had Deo and Aichi both played great games, especially Aichi. Aichi was I would have called Aichi the best of the play of the what's that noise?
Oh yeah, like a big truck you just drove by.
Wow.
Sorry, yeah, I was like outside here. I live downtown. Like,
Mr. Fancy Pants. I was saying, yes.
Aichi.
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 Aichi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I would have made Aichi the best player of the match.
No,
but Aichon, he played like. Like, he was, when one journalist wrote, he played like he's not 16 years old, but that, like, he's been playing for 16 years in the pros, because he was always had good ideas. And in the end, he got a yellow card because he fouled the opposing player before he started the counter attack at their own box, at the opponent's box.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he saw the play develop that early. Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Like, really Roy Keane style.
Yeah.
The biggest two numbers are, I think, 15 corners for Hanover, none for Hertha.
Oh, okay. I missed that. Oh, Jesus.
And the craziest, and I think the only reason for this win.
You're right. Is 15 clearance. Fuck. Okay.
Yeah. And then you have the clearances. You have 10 clearances for Hanover, and you have 48 for Hertha.
Jesus.
38 more, yeah. And even Maton deflected a couple of shots with his body, with everything. They threw everything they had in there. Huh. Maton had one where he was turning and he got a shot into the arm, but he had his arm behind his back and he was turning sideways, so there was no... Even the Union guy, what's his face?
Matushka?
The guy in the bay. Yeah, Matushka even said that it's... No way that's
yeah,
a goal. It's
that, yeah. That would be super...
Funny scene afterwards, because it was the top spiel. The evening game is always the top spiel, so they have more people there talking. They have Matushka. And in the end, Matushka always runs down. They always think, okay, now you have to go. It's the 85th minute. Then he runs downstairs and then he talks after the match.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe they just can't afford, I don't know, second, I don't know, another microphone, another person who could do the field interview. And Tony was on, and he said something about, because towards the end, he got a yellow card, because he was, he did a sliding tackle, and he almost hit the guy. And there was like, would that be a red card? He said, of course not, because I pulled my leg back, but if I hit him, would have been a red card. So it was really, really close. And yeah, the only thing I didn't like, I didn't watch the entire press conference, but it sounded like Lytle was pretty happy with himself, and he kept talking about how cool it is of him to play all these youth players. He should have been playing for weeks and never reacted to it. Yeah. So that was
Well, I mean, like looking at the numbers, I mean, I'm pretty sure that Hannover were really, you know, pissed off about losing that match because they had like XG way above Hertha shots, as we mentioned, 21-9. They must have been kicking themselves afterwards. Yeah.
But they could have played for 2 more hours. They wouldn't have scored a goal. Okay. One of these nights.
One of these nights. Yeah. Okay.
If you just look in the game all over, Joel said he was feeling bad about it at halftime. Same with me. And then you have this one player makes this horrible mistake before the first goal where the ball comes in and he turns the wrong way around and doesn't stop the ball. So,
okay.
So Winkler, who's not even a very clever or technically good player, he just gets in there and scores the goal.
Very fast, but very dumb, basically.
Because the first goal came off a chance from them, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And then
they almost scored a goal, and then it went back the other way pretty quick. And
one pass, crossover, bam, in there. And only because the Hannover player was somehow standing on the wrong foot, and he should have turned right, but he turned left, and then stupid. But I'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's like, it feels kind of like I don't want to make too much of it, but like, it's also a pretty big fucking deal. Like, I mean, we just beat the team that was sitting in first, you know, when we haven't scored a goal, like almost all season. Like we did score against Schalke, right? It was a 2-1 loss.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think or something. Anyway, like, you know, so we've barely scored all season. And to come out and beat the team that's sitting on top for there was, you know, that's feels good too.
It was badly needed for sure.
I just like the first two goals were gifts,
though.
People were getting pissed off. Sorry, Jan, what?
Getting pissed off. They were already pissed off.
Yeah.
But I think we didn't win the game because of a cool offense, but because Hannover made two stupid mistakes. The first being that the player who didn't know which way to turn, and the second,
they lost it more than we won, basically.
That's fair.
Yeah, but Riz had like 30 seconds all by himself, and he could basically just, okay, well, I'm going to put the ball there. Okay, yeah. So, because in the past few games, he's always been doubled, and there was nothing coming from him, and now he was this one play. Mm-hmm. There was nobody around it. I looked at it again, and nothing happened. He just...
going back to like how, you know, like Hannover gave up a couple of the chances for us, like that's, you know, that's totally fair. But like what I would say that in the past, like teams would give up those opportunities, but we still always failed to capitalize. So like the difference also yesterday just being, okay, Hannover coughed up a couple easy ones, but we finally capitalized and scored, like which we haven't been able to do. Like, so like there's still that finishing piece, like of that we finished it and got the goals, because so often we just leave it hanging and don't score. It's like we're always stranding men on base, you know, like or like in that way.
Bases loaded. So now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We are, yeah, this is all sport Sunday, you know, Spitzer reference, bases loaded.
Yeah.
Now we need a 2-minute warning, a Hail Mary pass, nice. And maybe an alley hoop, you know.
Well, the game ended, the Shot women's clock. Game ended 10-0.
Oh, nice.
The women, 10-0.
Wow.
Against the
Rostov. Live reporting here.
Yes.
Breaking news.
Exactly.
There's even a bunch of people who travel to Rostock, which I would never do.
Oh, okay. Do you know how many?
I think 10 from, or 8 to 10 people from Donna Hertha. And I've seen Rolf there.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings, who posted something on Blue Sky. And I think Ines is driving there because she's always, her mom lives close. And so she drove to the match. I would never go to Rostock, though. Funny, it's especially funny if we may take a little segue.
We always do, so go ahead.
Women's team?
No.
Women's teams?
Stay on topic.
Yeah.
Cut that out.
Sorry.
Yeah, Jan, go ahead. Sorry.
Continue.
Women's teams always often play against men's teams, even though they're never going to win the match because the men are better. Like before the European Championship, the Swiss team lost to 15-year-olds.
Oh, okay.
Which is normal because they're bigger, you know, all that. They're faster, stronger, bigger. Bigger, better, faster, more. And then Hertha's women played last week against the under-14th and they lost 9-0.
Jesus. Under 14?
Yeah, still.
Well, but yeah, that's still, but still, you know, that's a Jesus. Man,
the girls are 19. 18, 19. They train twice a week, maybe three times a week.
Yeah,
I guess. And the guys have been in the academy for a couple of weeks. So anyways.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, I mean, still, it's a, whoa, okay.
Bild wrote a really bad article full of bad faith arguments and misogyny. Sorry, that's the word. I had to look at Patrick for some time to remember the word. So.
Jesus. Now that's a low blow.
I just wanted to do it before Joe comes in with his, because last time he got you. Remember when he said you would never watch that game?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Because for some reason, it's a common theme that Patrick is a misogynist for some unknown reason.
I think brave of you, Patrick, to come on the show so shortly after your big idol has been shot.
Oh,
ouch.
Protect your neck. Oh, my God.
That's a good one. Protection neck is good.
Oh, yes. I kept saying it yesterday because at the baby shower, balloons would pop randomly, like around the party. And anytime a balloon popped, I said, protect your neck.
But seriously, how many mass shootings does Canada have in comparison to the United States?
I don't know.
Very little, right?
It happens. Yeah.
A couple, but like maybe, but I don't know, like...
If ours are mass shootings, I think, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of them, I mean, not to be Charlie Kirk about it, but I think like most of our mass shootings are gang related, because not like we don't have a lot of multiple victims in our shootings.
That's true.
In that way. So whereas we definitely absolutely have shootings and people get shot all the time in Canada, but like they're targeted, often individual shootings, like or a fight between two people that broke out or whatever. And then if there's multiple victims, it's often gang related.
Mm-hmm. But you do have stricter gun laws, right? I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, first, we don't, like, you don't have the right to own a gun as a Canadian citizen. Certainly not. Like, it's
I didn't even know that. Okay.
Like a rifle. Well, because it's not a, you know, it's not like for them, it's the Second Amendment of their constitution, the right to bear arms, you know?
And that's true.
But for we have nothing in the Charter of Rights and Freedoms indicating that we have the right to own a weapon or gun of any kind. So technically gun ownership is like it's a privilege in Canada in a sense, which you can apply for.
AR-15s? Do you have assault rifles?
I don't think we can buy those.
Not really, but like you can, but also kind of yes, like not legally really. You can like a you know, you could find a weapon that you could modify into basically an AR-15 for certainly. Okay. Like that but you'd be starting to break some laws or whatever, like, cuz like you know, like bumper magazines and stuff, like all that kind of stuff is illegal in Canada. Like extended mags, like more bullets, like, so like where our magazines need to be smaller, they're not allowed to have as many bullets, you know, and generally, like, you know, anything that isn't like a single shot is sort of like, there's not a lot of full automatic
controlled,
you know, and like to buy.
If you buy a hunting rifle, I don't even know if you need a permit for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You still do. You need to be, because you need to have your PAL or whatever. I forget what it stands for, but it's your licensing to that.
Okay.
So it's like it's a course and all that that you would do and be a part of. I think it's even might be like a 2-day weekend type of course.
Okay.
With an examination and all that kind of stuff. And then you could have a rifle, shotgun. And then there's, I think there's also two levels, I think. Like, so there's one that's like restricted and unrestricted or something like that. I forget the terminology, but there are two levels. And one of them is like other stuff, kind of like handguns. Like you can legally own and fire a handgun with a certain license in Canada. But again, it's just, it's the stricter one though. Okay. Like
but
for
it's
that
not
stuff.
Even into our culture. Like, you know, I don't know any gun nuts here.
No, not like, for example, like I'm probably the gun, like the probably one of the gun nuttiest person. And I actually don't have one, like a personal one, but I was a teen, when I was a teenager, I was on a shooting team. Like, so I was like on a competitive, I was on a competitive shooting team where we went around and competed against other shoot teams for, you know, marksmanship and stuff like that.
What kind of weapon did you use back then?
The competitions were usually, they were often actually Daisy air rifles or at most like 22s, like the Lee Enfield number sevens, like just little, like nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but then being on the shooting team itself brought me a lot of exposure to like just being at ranges, like a lot of gun ranges and with like military personnel. Like they were usually reservists and stuff anyway. So, but just because I was on the shooting team, we were often on ranges with, like, you know, reservists and all the sometimes full-time regular soldiers and stuff. Anyway, they would often let us like fire their C7s and stuff like that, which our C7 is the Canadian equivalent of like the M60 and like the like it's our NATO issued assault rifle or whatever, you know, like, anyway, so we get to fire that on the range. I even got to fire like the C3. It's like a tripod. Like it's like based on a tripod. It's an actual machine gun that you fire with like two hands. Like it's stuff like, so I got to fire a bunch of weapons, but anyway, it's locked down.
This
is also why I said, like, when people were coming out on the Charlie Kirk thing, just quickly, like, going back to that, when they're like, yeah, like, when all the, like, you know, the right people were just like, yeah, it was definitely a tranny, medicated tranny, blah, 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 going off. I'm like, bro, like, there's no way a person like that made that 200-yard shot, like, in with one bullet. I'm like, there's no, like, I'm like, and I used to be on a shooting team, and, like, half of my team couldn't make that shot. I was just like, there's no fucking way some just random untrained person like even completed that. Even though,
where were you on the 10th of September, Patrick? Joel, sorry.
it was the 10th, jeez. But yeah, anyway. You know, because even that, he missed, I even say, by quite a bit. Like, you know, you don't aim for someone's neck to as a kill shot. So I guarantee you he was aiming for his head somewhere.
He was,
you know, well, that's what I mean. So, like, you know, considerable drop, right? Like, let's say you're aiming forehead in between the eyes, nose, or something, neck, you know, in here. Like, his ship, like, I was saying that the shot drops so much. Like, if you were in a competition, you wouldn't even be on the target board anymore. Like, you know what I mean? You wouldn't even be in the ring. Like, you wouldn't be scored. It'd be like you missed. Like,
Jesus.
Good thing it was a competition.
And for the first time in his life, Charlie Kirk leaned left. Jan is you're like cringing almost.
good thing nobody listens to our podcast.
Yes. Oh, sorry, tasteless but still a good joke. I'm sorry.
And the CDU people, not the AfD, but the CDU people, they posted and said, oh, I'm so sorry that he died. He was a great person who fought for the freedom of speech and shit like that.
Yeah.
Fucking Nazis.
Yeah, that's like read up on the character before, spouting shit like that.
The thing is, nobody, especially the older journalists, don't know shit about internet culture here.
Okay.
So they wouldn't know what a groiper is and shit like that. So
okay.
the bullet casing like messages.
Yes.
Oh my god. When I first heard the governor read those out, I fucking laughed out loud. I was like sitting at my desk at work.
What were they?
Well, one of the first one was something weird. It was like notices bulge, and then OWO, like OWO, and then I forget how that one ends.
Was it like Down, Right, Right or something.
Yeah, that was on one of them too. Yes. Yeah,
like, oh, that's like, the kill. That's the kill for this one game. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because then the Bella Chow.
Bella was one Chow, of them. Yes.
Bella Chow. Yes. Chow, which I'm like, that's pretty sick. And then, catch this.
Yes. Hey, fascist, catch this or something.
Yeah, hey, fascist, catch this. It was a fucking bullet. And then the last one, oh, this is the one that I laughed out loud. If you were reading this, you are gay. LMAO.
Yes, LMAO.
I'm like, oh my God. And that's the thing about like Gen Z or whatever. They're the most unserious generation, like alive. Like it's unbelievable what they will like turn into a joke. Like you are assassinating a man right now. And this is like, and you, those bullet casings.
Yeah, that's that's mind-boggling. If when you think about it, I was like, "Holy shit! is this a game to you?" I guess it is.
I mean, yeah, right.
Like, well, yeah.
Well, it feels like
Jesus,
12-year-old toilet humor.
Yes, that's where we are nowadays. Yeah.
Speaking of where we are, how do we get back there?
I don't
know. Podcast them.
It was about, we were talking about firearms for some reason.
You asked if Canadians have a lot of guns or if we're big on guns. And
but
what led to that question? I don't know. I would need to listen back, I
let's
guess.
Let's pause, go back. Just kidding. We were talking about the Hannover game.
Yeah, I'm sure we were.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe it was maybe Cuisance being a marksman with the cross? No?
Sure. Yeah, that would do. How'd you do that? Yeah, you brought us right back. That's your absolutely
the magic.
The last thing I remember about the match, it was like when you mentioned that Reza had no one around him. Like he would say, he was on a stroll, on a Sunday stroll in the park. I remember that, but afterwards I don't.
We're talking about the hair? No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Actually,
which is awful.
Still brutal. Yeah, still cornrows.
It looks like cornrows is one thing, but those rows look like the way they're kind of done. To me, it's like they would look better on a woman. Like they'd be like a woman's like hairstyle of
usually words. They are closer to the head itself, but like in this case, right? It's like I don't
he's
know,
he's got a kind of braid.
I think he has like a
wavy,
has like
or
a,
somehow
like
yeah.
an arrow.
Not an oh, arrow, is that what's
a lightning
going on?
Bolt?
Okay, like okay.
Oh,
maybe okay. He's a Harry Potter fan.
What?
No, but as I said, I think it happens when you go to ChatGPT and say please. Show me cornrows, and that's what comes out. these older GTA games where the graphics aren't like San Andreas, where the graphics aren't that great. It could be something like that.
Ah, shit. Here we go again.
I would say that the game was still the bare minimum.
Yes.
Because, I mean, One question we should talk about before we end the show is the XG thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was good. I mean, they could have won the game, but then I was shocked looking at the XG that it's so bad. I think it's 1.09 for Hertha and 1.58 for 1.09 and 1.59. I mean, Hertha was way lower. And I thought, okay, three goals, you have to have at least a 2.0 XG.
Yeah, 1.09, that's true.
Is XG, is it just like a bullshit thing you play around with, like some nerd tool to look clever, or does it make any sense? Because
I mean, I would say to a point it gives you an idea, but like if you dominate, like for example, like a quick counter attack and then they score, I don't know how XG reads that,
factors that in.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially the second goal was kind of far away in the box and then a header, so it's not really that, can have that much of a, you can check that out on SofaScore. You can look at the XG for every single shot.
Oh, okay.
Which nice. I'm not doing now. No. Keep talking.
But mm-hmm. that's a good point, actually. And like, yeah, considering the numbers, we can say that bare minimum is a good way of putting it. But I'm I don't know if there is anything. Again, I didn't watch the game, but I don't know if there is anything to learn from that match. Maybe formation wise for the next one. Maybe.
Oh, there's one thing. Show up. This was relentless defending. That's what won the game, basically.
I mean, our defense has been incredible, right? In a sense, but also at the same time, the result is what we want. Considering when's the last time we did allow a goal?
Not that many goals allowed. That's true.
You know, so
back?
But it's also yes. Yeah. But
before that, 3-0 games in a row.
Yeah. And it would have been Schalke, I guess.
And then we lost against Schalke. And then, it was a preseason.
I think I kind of mentioned it earlier, but the one thing we're doing right is goals allowed. If we keep doing that and then, if we can squeak some in here and there off some errors, like a team's always going to make an error, we're not playing Bayern every week, so.
And there were no injuries, I don't think?
Nope.
Yeah, because those were yellow card mismatches, right?
For Gechter, yes, I think.
No, Gechter got a second yellow.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You need 5 yellows to be out for a match, so.
Yeah,
okay. And we're in match day 4.
I guess that'd be pretty early, eh? It's been five matches in. Bro, slow down.
I think that Dio, until he got the red card in the cup game, he had a yellow card every match he played.
That doesn't surprise me that much, or he must be very close to that.
There was one game where lots of players had 4 yellows. And then the coach, I don't know if it was Fjell or something, said, okay, maybe Dio can do us a solid and not get booked next game. And he didn't get booked in the entire match.
Okay. Nice. Nice, nice.
Oh, but Dio was lucky, man. The guy had the ball and he just goes in there from the back. No chance to touch the ball. The ball is about a meter away from Dio's foot and he gets a yellow.
Yeah, could have been worse. That's true.
And the players kept talking, Hannover players kept talking about how bad the refereeing supposedly was, but I don't know. I don't know.
So where did it jump us to anyway? I didn't actually check.
Oh, I didn't even mean either.
Yeah, I mean, okay, damn. Well, what do those 3 points do for us?
Standings.
14th.
14th?
Yes.
Okay, hey.
Out of the relegation zone.
Yeah, there we go. Moving on up.
And Hannover is still first. And the next one is against Paderborn, who are 8.
At home. Yes. So there will be 4 people there who have been on this podcast.
Okay. Name names.
Who's the...
Joel.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'll be there.
Simon,
yeah. Jeez. Oh, forgotten him already.
Simon and Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca. And
okay. Yeah. Okay. No, Moritz.
Viking guy. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Moritz. Will Moritz be there, for example? Or
Moritz has a Dauerkarte, but Sabine keeps complaining that he's never there.
Okay.
I'll see. Maybe I can ask him to give him one more chance to not get the lifetime ban on the podcast.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. It's be fun. Paderborn, we win a bowl, but I guess, kind of have to see.
They beat Bochum by 1 in the 90th minute.
Okay.
Wow.
But I think they lost their coach and quite some players. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the league at all in any capacity, way, shape, or form.
1-0. Okay.
I'll follow the team to Nuremberg the following week.
Jeez.
I saw Nuremberg, so they're at the bottom now, eh? Or we're close to the bottom?
They've been at the bottom the entire time.
Perfect. So hopefully we can.
They were the only team behind us.
Their last, yes.
Squeezing an away win there would be nice.
Yeah. Do you think Klose will get fired?
I've never seen an away win.
No, never?
Well, I've only been to two away matches. So, okay. But they were both losses.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, I love the closer as a player, but it doesn't seem to be working that well as a coach for him. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's just that one match and we've beat it to death or I don't know, beat it to success.
Yes. Beat them to victory. Yes. So, and yeah, hopefully he can stay there long enough for us to beat them and then they can do what they want with him. Basically, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
But okay, so Jesus, he's frozen again. My God. Okay, so yeah, this is
a good time.
Yeah, this is let's read the room.
Bridge too far.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
A leg too far.
Yes. So okay, Joel, have a nice flight. You're flying on Thursday.
Yes, thank you. I look forward to it.
Yes. So yeah, we spent half the episode laughing at Charlie Kirk's misfortune as well. Yeah, this is a very interesting episode. Please don't hate us.
We
were winging it.
Don't cancel us.
This morning. Yeah, don't cancel us. All right. So yeah, that's it.
For all five of you. Don't agree to cancel us.
Yes. All right. Okay, so yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this, you five listeners, and until next match.
Oh, shout out to Steve.
Yes, Steve. Yes,
Steve. Steve.
Steve.
That's why we need the Google Doc, Jan, by the way.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we almost
forgot. I hope you hear that in editing, Jan.
Yes. All right, so until next time, AOE, FWSA. All right, cheers. Thanks.
Cheers.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.